Hi, I'm comedian Damon Ferguson. I've been doing comedy for about 10 years, regular at a lot of clubs. I got an album out called Performing for 25 People, and I decided to start a podcast about one of my hobbies, combining one of my hobbies with my passion. My passion is comedy, and my hobby is wine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get together and I'm going to drink a bottle of wine with another comic or somebody that I find interesting, and we're gonna talk some shit, and we're going to talk about the wine. And we're going to, you know, maybe hopefully come up with some humorous ways to describe the wine and maybe give a little wine education, teach people that don't know much about wine how to enjoy it more. It doesn't have to be all snobby. You can really, it's just fermented grape juice. You can have fun with it. You're allowed. So that's the idea for the podcast. I'm here with my buddy Darren Carter, who I'm on the road with right now, and he's pushing me to do this.
Hi, guys. This is Darren Carter. I have a podcast called The Pocket Party. Pocket Party Podcast episode, how many? I think I'm up to like 37 episodes now. And Damon's a great friend, and he's really knowledgeable and a funny dude. I'm like, listen, man, you got to do a podcast. We would love to hear from you every week. And I mean, just his dinner alone. We described Christmas dinner, what he's going to do. And like, what do you like to do for Christmas dinner?
Oh, Christmas Eve dinner. I like to have a big feast. I make a prime rib roast, bone in. Slow roasted all day long to perfection. I make my own rub to put on it. I got three or four wines that I'm going to pair with it. I also make a roast goose with cornbread stuffing, sauteed greens, sauteed mushrooms on the side, home-baked bread, smashed potatoes, and wine. Lots and lots and lots and lots of wine.
What's the difference between mashed potatoes and smashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes are mashed all the way up. Smashed potatoes have big chunks in them. So they're just kind of, they're kind of abused potatoes, you know, they're like, they've been slapped around a little bit, but they're not all the way creamy.
Dude, I'm gaining 3 pounds just hearing this.
You would gain way more than three at the
dinner. That sounds amazing, man. Where can people find you on the internet? Like, what's your Instagram?
Instagram is Damon Ferguson. Soon to add another Instagram for another project I'm working on called The Unhappy Camper.
Yeah. The unhappy camper. Because you know what's funny to me is you have that ability to like with your stand-up comedy is like what was that thing you're talking about guys with khakis?
Oh yeah, well I'm guys with khakis. I judge them to be better than I am just because they're wearing khakis. Like,
how is that?
Well, they look like they got their shit together. From my point of view, I'm like they're wearing khakis on like a Saturday. Like, you know, they're at a farmer's market. They don't have to go to work, but they put khakis on and they get like a pressed polo shirt. That's somebody that's got their shit together. I can't hang with that.
Damon Ferguson, the unhappy camper. I love it, man. That's great. Anyways, I'm looking forward to hearing the podcast. And how often do you plan on putting it out?
I'm going to shoot for every 2 weeks at first. And as I see more and more,
yeah,
as I see some growth, we'll adjust it as yeah. I can get guests.
I think you might even get faster growth if you do it every week. But, you know, that's just me. I put my podcast out every Monday. And every now and then I'll add bonus episodes on Thursdays. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And a lot of people that like to drive will be listening to your podcast. And, you know, wine's a good
listen
thing.
Listen to me drink while they drive.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, Damon. Well, I'm looking forward to the podcast, and thanks for starting.
Thanks for pushing me to start, Darren. And be sure to check out Pocket Party, everybody. It's a good podcast. I love it.
Say publish. And it's good to put numbers like, you know, like number from future, like number two intro or number that we all know like.